Today's daf is Hoyrius daf Yud Dalid. Now we are at the second line on the top of daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis Tanu Rabban. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Matzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shalema V'Chav and Miriam Basmalka Freida and Shloima Ben Chaya Leia. So we're holding at the very, very last /Amid of Maseches Hoyrius, which is also the last staff of Seder Nezikin. So Zoichalin V'royadin, on that note, says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, the Rabbanon taught in the Braisa, Chamisha Dvarim Meshakchen Es Halimud. There are five things that if a person engages in them, it can cause him to forget his learning. Ha'oichal mimasha oichal achbar. If somebody eats from something that a mouse took a bite out of, u'mimasha oichal chasul, or if somebody eats out of something that a cat took a bite out of, v'ha'oichal leiv shel behemo, if somebody eats the heart of a behemo, v'ha'ragel bezeisim, if somebody is accustomed to eating olives, notice it doesn't say ha'oichal zeisim. It says someone that's rogel. It's something that he does often. Or if somebody drinks the leftover water that was used when bathing. Or if somebody puts one foot on top of the other foot and he bathes himself in that way, that also is something that can cause a person to forget his learning. Some say, af hamaniach kelov. If somebody lies down, he goes to sleep, and he puts his kelim, he puts his clothing underneath his pillow, underneath his head, that too can cause a person to forget his learning. The Braisa continues, it says, Chamisha dvar meshivin asalim. There are five things that can cause a person to remember learning that he already forgot. Pas pechamim, pas that was made on top of coals, v'kol shekein pechamim atzman, and certainly the coals themselves. Now, if you look on the side of the Gemara, the Dikduke Seifrim wrote that he found old manuscripts of this braisa, and it's clear that we had the wrong girsa. Pas pechamim, the kol shekein pechamim atzman. So if somebody starts eating coals, it's a very good thing for a person to remember Torah that he had once forgotten. And he said that what he found in these ancient manuscripts was the proper girsa, and that is pas chitin. The kolshken chitin atzman. So if somebody eats bread that comes from chitin, kolshken, if somebody eats chitin, that is something that's meshav esalim. If oichal beitza migulgeles bloy melach, or if somebody eats a beitza migulgeles without salt, Rashi says this beitza migulgeles is an egg that was lightly roasted, so like a soft boiled egg. If somebody eats that without salt, it's also something very good. V'harogel b'shemen zayis. If somebody is rogel to eat shemen zayis. So in the first list, in the infamous list, the chamisha dvarim that a meshaklin esalimut, we mentioned someone that's rogel b'zeisim. In the better list, the chamisha dvarim that are meshivin es halimud, there we mention somebody that's rogel. Again, emphasis on rogel b'shem and zayis, but rogel b'yayin u'psamim. If somebody's rogel to drink wine and to have b'samim, v'ashoysim mayim shal shiyura yisa, or if somebody drinks the leftover water when dough is being made. V'yeshayim, some say, afa toivel etzboi b'melach, that if somebody takes his finger, he dips it into salt, v'oichel and eats it, that's also something that's meshiv es halimud. Either way, so we have a braisa that said chamisha dvarim meshakrim es halimud and chamisha dvarim that are meshivin es halimud. So the Gemara is going to analyze this a little bit. Harogel b'shemen zayis. One of the things that are meshiv es halimud is someone that's rogel to eat shemen zayis. Says the Gemara, "Sayei leli Rabbi Yochanan." This supports something Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Geshem shazayis meshakeach l'mishushuvim shana." Just like a zayis could cause a person to forget something that he knew for 70 years. So this person had such a kinyan in this learning, but he ate a zayis. The wrong olive can literally destroy everything. Kach shemen zayis said Rabbi Yochanan. The same works in the reverse. That if somebody eats shemen zayis meshiv limud shal shivim shana, it can cause him to remember learning that he forgot 70 years ago. Additionally, the Braisa mentioned that if someone's rogel b'yayin, he's rogel in besamim, that too can cause a person to be meshav es halimud. This is misayele to who? Rava, the Amar Rava. Rava in our Chabura quite famously said, chamra v'reichani pikhin. He said that the reason he vakstoyis to become who he became is because of the fact that he drank wine. It was because of the fact that he had reichani, whatever that is. But either way, it was chamri v'reichani that caused him to be a tremendous pikeach. What are some of the related raid bites on this topic? Rava is a gilgul of loit. Loit drank wine and he became shikir v'loit. Rava had to be masakin the avla of loit. He had to take wine and use it as a powerful tool. Ta'acha yishteh ha'nozer yayin. And he did that through his chamra pikrin. The whole Rava came because of wine. And that's why throughout Shas, whenever you find members of Rava, we had like 50 of them at the end of Masechtas Avodah Zarah. But really throughout Shas, whenever you find different members related to wine, who is the Bala Memra? Rava. Either way, the Braisa also said, that if somebody takes his finger, he dips it into salt, and then he eats the salt, that's also something that could be made of a saliman. Reish Lakish said, uba'achas, that the way you have to do it is one finger. So if you dip one finger, that's how it works. Says the Gemara, this qualification of Reish Lakish Kitanoi is really machloikis tana. Rabbi Yudah said, achas v'loi shtayim, one not two. Rabbi Yossi said, shtayim v'loi shalish, two not three. V'simonich. And if you want to have a good way to remember this, k'mitza. So, is this a little bit of a segue to Seder Kachin that we're going to be starting tomorrow? No. So Kmitza is referring to the fourth finger. It's the finger next to the pinky. If a person would take that finger and he would put it down, so the pinky would be standing, right, to the right of that fourth finger, if it's your right hand, to the left, if it's your left hand, and then the next two fingers would be standing as well. The thumb doesn't count, because sometimes when we make these cheshbonos, the thumb doesn't count, right? It's not on the same row as the other four fingers. But here's the point. If you put down the kmitza, you can have one finger on one side, two fingers on the other side. That's a good way to remember that the two shitas are either one or two. So we need a simen to remember the things that we need to do to be able to have a good zikar. And hopefully, once we do this, we won't need simanim anymore. So this is a little bit of a pun intended. But regardless, for simanich, a good simen to remember is through the kmitza finger. Moving along. Asar edvarim kashan lilimud. Another brisa. There are 10 things that are bad lilimud. What does it mean? It's bad lilimud. So pashit, it means the same thing that the previous price said. Chamisha dvarim meshakchem es alimud. So these 10 things are kashem lilimud. Some want to say that it could be not. It could be there's enough gemina between meshakeach es alimud and being kashem lilimud. Meshakeach es alimud means to forget, right? Zikarin, chazara, that's one avoida when it comes to learning Torah. Veshinantam, there's another avoida, and that is to try to understand your learning. But the bottom line is there are 10 things that are bad for learning. Oiver, tachas, afs. If somebody goes underneath the halter of the camel. So, beinenu, what's the halter of a camel, right? Like, think of the leash on the dog. So if somebody walks underneath the leash, underneath the contraption that allows the person to schlep the gamel, that's something that's kosher lelimud. The kol shekein tachas gamel atzmai. Don't try this at home, but if somebody goes underneath the actual gamel, certainly that's going to be a bad thing. If somebody walks in between two camels, if somebody walks in between two women, or if a woman walks between the two men, it could be bad for the man. If somebody goes underneath a place where there's a bad smell of an nevela, which means if somebody smells the reyach rab the nevela. Here, it doesn't mean literally you're walking underneath the smell, right? What it means is, figuratively speaking, that if somebody smells that bad smell, it could be detrimental to his learning. Or if somebody walks underneath a bridge, if for 40 days there was no water that went underneath the bridge, and now you go walk underneath that bridge, kashal lelimut. If somebody eats bread that's not fully cooked, or if somebody eats meat out of the ladle that's used to remove the grease that's inside the pot. So if you eat meat out of that ladle, there's a lot of chazarai there, it's not a good thing. Or if somebody drinks out of an amasa mayim, out of a body of water that's inside the cemetery, if somebody looks at the face of a mace, if somebody reads the ksav that's on the kever. Now, by the way, if somebody reads the ksav that's on the kever, that's a problem. So how do you ever read a matzeva? So some say that's why the matzevas are engraved. We engrave a dafka. It shouldn't be a ksav sha'al gabi hakever. If the ksav is protruding from the kever, or it was written on the kever, that's when it's a problem. But if you engrave the matzeva, then not. That's why matzevas are engraved. It's based on this yesh oimrim afa kere ksav sha'al gabi hakever. So let's just come up for breath for 1 second. We had 2 prices. First price said chamisha dvarim meshakin and esalimud, and chamisha dvarim that are mashiv and esalimud. And then we had another price, asorah dvarim that are kashim lulimud. This is all meinyan leinyan, but it's inyan. It's talking about different things that are bad for learning, things that are good for learning, focusing on zikarin, apparently. But either way, a whole list of things that are either good or bad for a person's learning, specifically his zikarin. It's yidua that Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote a sefer called Sefer HaZikaron, where he elaborated on the different things that are mentioned here in our Gemara, and he was a tremendous amount as well. So really, the Maramakim, as it relates to this Gemara right here, is Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Sefer HaZikaron. By the way, if you want to find it, it's in the Sefer called Siach HaSada. So the volume I have has Chelek Aleph, Beis, and Gimel all in one. Not sure which Chelek it's in, but it's in his sefer called Siach HaSadeh. It's a short kuntres, and over there he goes through different inyanim of Sefer Zikaron Ayin Shabbat. I just want to mention three ha'aris, not from the Sefer HaZikaron. Three ha'aris related to this inyan. The first ha'aris is the Marsha. The Marsha says something beautiful on this Gemara. He says that we know that there are shivas haminim she nishtapcha behen Eretz Yisrael. Right, there are seven species, seven minim of peiros, that when the Torah praises the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, it focuses on those seven peiros. What are the shivas haminim? Chita, soira, gefen, teina, rimoin. One of the seven is desires. But the Torah doesn't mention desires. The Torah says shemen desires. So says the Marsha, I don't understand. By the chita, we mention the chita. By the sa'ira, we mention the sa'ira. By the gefen, we mention the gefen. The rimon, we mention the rimon. We don't say pomegranate juice, we mention the actual rimon. How come when it comes to the zayas, we don't mention the zayas, we talk about the shemen zayas? L'chayre, the pri is the zayas. The shemen is the taitza that comes out of the pri. We're talking about the peirosh and eshtapcha ben Eretz Yisrael. So just mention the zayas. Now you'll tell me the zayas is chasha because of the shemen beseder. That's the toilada, that's the peri. Really, what the Torah should have said was the zayas. Why are we talking about the shemen zayis? Says the Marshal, see this braisa, it's half of a fellow. Because haragel be zaysim is something that's meshakeh chesalimut. But if somebody's rogel be shemen zayis, then it's meshav esalimut. In fact, Rabbi Yochanan said, geshem sha zayis meshakeh limut shal shivim shana, kach shemen zayis meshav limut shal shivim shana. If a zayis is something that's meshakeh chesalimut, it can't be that that's a dover shal shvach. We can't be meshavech the zayis. Because even though it's a chashiv thing, yeah, from a secular perspective, but it's a dover ha meshakeh chesalimut. That's why when it came to the perish and the shtabch merit yisrael, Zokhtar Marsha, we mentioned the shemen zayas because it's daf kadir that the shvach is. It's something that's choshev and it's also something that's meshev esalimut. But the zayas being that it's a dov ha-meshakeh esalimut, that can't be the cheftza that is something praiseworthy about, and it's for that reason the Torah went out of its way here to mention the shemen zayas as opposed to the zayas itself. That's the first aura. The second aura is, there's a sefer that people are not aware of. It's called Shemen Sosling. It's a Pirush al Torah, and it was written by the Magen Avraham. Now, it's very hard to find, and as far as I know, we only have it on Sefer Bereishis. But either way, there's a Fartiga Pirush, a Pidrush, from the Magen Avraham. Yes, that Magen Avraham. It's called Shemen Sosling, pun intended, and it's on the Torah, specifically Bereishis. The second shtickle, Parshas Bereishis, the Magen Avraham writes as follows: Shamati b'shem Rav Moshe Darshan mi Poizna. He said, I heard in the name of Rav Moshe Darshan mi Poizna. We say by Vidui Meiser, lo yavarti mi mitzvah yisecha v'lo yishachachti. Right? In Vidui Meiser, we mentioned the idea, it's last week's parsha, lo yavarti mi mitzvah yisecha v'lo yishachachti. Now, what does the person mean when he says lo yavarti mi mitzvah yisecha? It means he was mafresh, all the trumas of Meiser is, right? That's what Vidui Meiser is. That's what you're doing. You're being misfadi, you're saying, I did everything that I was supposed to do. So, lo yavarti mi mitzvah yisecha v'lo yishachachti. So, said Rav Moshe Darshan mi Poizna. He said that if you take a look in the Medrash Shab and Parsha Seikev, the Medrash says as follows, that if a Yid doesn't give Meiser properly, the mice are going to come and they're going to eat the tefuah of the person. So he said, "Lafize half of a fellow. I was not over on your mitzvah. Which mitzvah? Trumas and maestros. I gave all the maestros that I was supposed to give. As a result, the achborim never got a hold of my tefuah. Oh, the achborim never got a hold of my tefuah. Memelo, I didn't eat from something that the achbor ate, which is one of the chamisha dvorim that a meshachre salimut." That's what he means, that I didn't forget anything. That's the second aura. The third aura is the Maram Shik in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, this is Mitzvah Yud by the Mitzvah of Matzah. So he brings, Shamati Mimorin HaGoyin Zeichet Tzadik Levracha Balach Sam Sofer. So I heard from the Chsam Sofer that the Mishnah says in Pesachim Daf Lamed Hamad Aleph that a person can make matzah from any one of the Chamishas Aminen, right? The Chamishas Mine Dogon. Any one of those minin, if you make matzah from it, it's going to be kosher matzah. What are the five minin? Chitim Sa'irin Kusmin Shiboy Leshua V'Shifoy. Said the Maram Sheik, I heard from Maran Agoyin Zatzal that said, "Afilu hachi lo yasa lechatchilu mikem machzayer." That lechatchilu, a person shouldn't go and make matzah from soyrim, from barley. Why? The isa besvarim vasushtet in svarim, the kemchi soyrim kosher l'shikcha. That if somebody eats kemach soyrim, it's kosher l'shikcha. Ubematzah is ksiv. Lamantiskar. The idea of eating matzah is to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? To remember the fact that we went out quickly and there was no time for the dough to rise. So being that the whole tachlis of matzah is lamantiskar and kimchi de sa'irim is kosher l'shikcha, so said the Maram Shik, Shamati b'shem mar nagoyin zatzal, balach sam soifer, that a person l'chatchilu should not make matzahs out of sa'irim, even though the Mishnah says in Pesachim Lamedei Amar Aleph that it's one of the chameshes minei dogon. This is something that if you want to do, be'etzim you're allowed to do. I saw Rabbi David Yoel Weiss in Parshas Bo, he brings this Maram Shik, and he has a beautiful arichos with incredible bekiyas, kedarka b'koydesh. One of his mar mekoymas is, ach sam soifer, in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Amud Beis. So this is in Chedushei Chsam Sofer Al Hashas. The context over there is a very famous Gemara, where the Gemara mentions a whole bunch of different pieces of advice that Rav Chizda gave. It concludes with the advice that he gave to his daughters, Ki Yadua. But that's the very, very famous Gemara on Daf Kuf Mem Amud Beis in Masechta Shabbos. And he keeps on giving advice to a Bar Bei Rav, right? That's who he was talking to. He was talking to Yungalite. He was talking to Talmidei Chachamim. Amar Rav Chizda, right, just to get a feel for it. Bar Bei Rav, Dulein Afishale Rifta Leidecho Yarka Mishum Degar. Amar Rav Chizda, Bar Bei Rav, Dulein Afishale Rifta Leidivtsa Batsue. Bar Bei Rav, Dulein Afishale Rifta. V'chulu v'chulu. It's mamish piece of advice after piece of advice after piece of advice, all being given by Rav Chizda to a Bar Bei Rav. Said the Chsam Sofer, that if you look closely, there's two things that are mentioned in that sugya that are not talking specifically to the Bar Bei Rav. One Rav Chizda, and the other one is actually Rav Papa. I'm Rav Chizda, this is Maimer Hashmini. It's the eighth member. Rav Chizda, all of a sudden, he changes his niggin a little bit. He said, Hayman de Efshalayla Mechla Nahamad Desairi. If someone's able to eat Sa'irim, he could survive on barley. Va'ochel de Chiti, and instead he decides, he's a feinschmecker, he's going to eat Chitim. Ka'ovar Mishum Baltashchis. He's going to be over Baltashchis. Over here, Rav Chizda is not talking to the Bar Bei Rav. He says, "Hai man de efshalei lemechel nahamad desairi." Then the Gemara concludes and says, "Amir apapa meinyan leinyan bois inyan. Hai man de efshalei mishdi shichra." If someone's able to drink beer, v'shasi chamra, and instead he drinks wine, right? This is a very famous member for Rapapa in the Raid Bites. Oyvim mishum bal tashchis. He's going to be oyvim bal tashchis, right? Rapapa was a meicha sheker. That's what the Marsha says. Marsha says Rapapa was trying to promote his business. He was a meicha sheker, and that's why he said, if someone's able to drink beer and he drinks wine, he's over about Tashchis. This was a very good marketing slogan. The great Rapapa comes out with a psak, all of a sudden business is booming, right? Little inside information, some people start trading on it, the next thing you know is a psak gvidim, right? That's a little bit what it sounds like. This is what the Marsha says. We mentioned in the past that the Rashash says, that the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, that if somebody is ever a chashud on something, and really he's innocent, the schar that he's going to get in the next world is incredible. Rabbi Yossi said, I want to get the olam haba of a person who people were chashud him of doing something wrong, and it wasn't emes, because the olam haba that he's going to get for the bizyonis that he had to endure in this world is going to be absolutely incredible. And all of a sudden the Gemara says, Amra Papa, Rav Papa said, it happened to me. You know, I had that. People were chashud me, and oh, I'm so happy I heard this member for Rabbi Yossi, because that means I'm going to have a lichtig olam haba. Says Rashash, what was Rav Papa referring to? So Rashash says, I think he meant this Marsha. He said that the Marsha said that white Rav Papa said that if someone's able to drink beer and he drinks wine, he's like about tashchis. He did it to pump his business because he was a moicha shecher. What? How could you say that about Rav Papa? Says Rashash, this is what he was referring to. Tvarim Atikin, right? Not for now. But the bottom line is, said the Heilig Chsam Sofer, that if you look carefully again, that Rav Chizda is talking to the Bar Bei Rav in the entire sugya. But here he doesn't mention the Bar Bei Rav. It's Hayman de Efshalei Lemechel Nehamo. And Rav Papa also, he didn't say Bar Bei Rav. What do you mean? We're giving advice to Kohen Galat. No. This has nothing to do with a Bar Bei Rav. Why not? Chsam Sofer says, half love of fella. He says, because it's Mavur in the Gemara. in Mesechtes Hayris Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis that there are Chamisha Dvarim that are Meshivin Es HaLimud. And one of the Chamisha Dvarim is if somebody eats Pas Pechamim, the Kolshkein Pechamim Atzman. But if you look in the Tiktukei Soifrim, what was the real Gersa? Not Pas Pechamim, Pas Chitim. That means Chitim is something that's Meshav Es HaLimud, as opposed to Soirim is something that's Meshakeach Es HaLimud. So you're going to tell a younger man that if you're able to sustain yourself on the Hamad Asairi, don't eat Nahama the Chiti because it's Bal Tashchis. What do you mean? He's eating the Nahama the Chiti. He needs this to be able to shtag. He needs it to be Meshav Es HaLimud. So there's no way in the world you'd be able to say that. Norvas, if someone's not a Berberav, he's an Amaretz, maybe an Isha, someone that's not holding by learning. Someone that's not holding by learning. This is very good advice. But a Berberav, Tafkir, it's not Shaykh. And then the Chassam Sofer said that I believe that's why Rapapa also said, Hai man de Efshel Mishti Shichar Vashasi Chama. This is Chikav. Because Rapapa knew what Rava said. Rapapa knew the Chamra Verechani Pikhin. And this is fakert from that Marsha. That even though Rapapa was a Moicha Sheikha, he would have never ever told a younger man to buy his beer. Right? Fakert, he was that salesman. Don't buy my beer. I know this is how I make a parnasa, but I have to be honest with you. Chamra Verechani Pikhin. Develop a taste for wine, because at the end of the day, you're going to end up working better. Said Rapapa, I hold that Be'etzim Rava's Mahalach is the Richtig Mahalach. And he would have never told it to a Barbei Rav Zochtech Sam Soifer. Nor was. Hey man, someone that's not a Barbei Rav. The Efshin Lemishti Shichra V'chasi Chamra. A person like that is going to be over Mishum Atashkas. But either way, said Rav David Yoel, that it's Pashit. This Sam Soifer here in Shabbos Kuf Mem on the days, this is a Tzushtel to what the Maram Shik brought, that Shamati Mimar and Balach Sam Soifer, that even though one of the Chameshas Minei Dogan is Soirim, and the Mishnah says, I'm Sochem Lamedei, that you can be Yoitza Matzah with any one of the Chameshas Minei Dogan, Afilu Hachim, when it comes to Matzah, don't, because it says Leman Tizkar. And being that it says Leman Tizkar, so it's for that reason, this is not something that a person should do when it comes to Matzah. Another Maram Machim that Rabbi David Yoel brings is from Rabbi Yosef Naftuli Stern. So we've talked a little bit about Rabbi Yosef Naftuli Stern, Bezer Hashem, and the Achikala. We're going to talk more about Rabbi Yosef Naftuli Stern. But he was an Einikel from the Chassam Sofer, and he is very much the reason we have the Sifri Chassam Sofer the way we have it. But he wrote Hagoyes on the Chassam Sofer's Torah. It's called Shar Yosef. So this is in Shar Yosef. It's a footnote on Chassam Sofer, on the Haftorah of Parshas Tazria. So in the middle of a shtickle on the Haftorah, the Chassam Sofer says such a vart. He says, V'oyson tesha meyos ruyim lecho lechem soirim ha-meshakeach talmudai. And over there, there's a whole arichos that Rabbi Yosef Naftuli had, that the Chassam Sofer said that soirim is meshakeach as talmudai. And he says, really, Tzarechim, where do you find it? It's not here in Horis Yud Gimel Amid Beis, right? We went through Horis Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Now, you find that Chitin is Meshav Es HaLimud, but you don't find anywhere that Se'orin is Meshakeach Es HaLimud. So he has a whole Arichos, and he says it's Poshet, that the Vel makes a little bit of a toys in terms of what the Chassam Sofer meant. He said he doesn't believe for 1 second the Chassam Sofer really believed that Se'orin is Meshakeach Es HaLimud. But what he meant is, really what the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Mem, that if somebody could eat Chitin, and instead he eats Se'orin, then it's a davar hamishakeach es halimud, because why are you eating bread from barley, which is not going to help you remember your learning, when instead you can eat bread that was made from wheat, that's going to allow you to help you to remember your learning. He brings at the end of this piece, achakach ro'isi b'ram shik al tariyak mitzvahs mitzvahyot, who brings that he heard from Mar Nechsam Sofer, Talmud from Nechsam Sofer, that he heard, Talmud Muvik Nechsam Sofer, that he heard that don't eat matzahs from Soirim because it says Leman Tizkar and it's a Dabar HaMeshakech HaLimud. He says it's Pasha Tim, the Chassam Sofer wasn't focusing on Soirim. He meant because people used to make matzahs maybe from Soirim. So he said, don't Soirim. It's not that Soirim is Meshakech HaLimud. The punchline is more that you don't have the Milo that you would have from Chitin, because you don't find anywhere in the Gemara that Soirim is really Meshakech. What you do find is that Chitin is something that's Meshiv, and by you eating Soirim, you're not going to have the Dabar HaMeshiv. So just to end, Toich Dvarov, Rabbi David Yoel says that Lefize, you could be Miyashav Akasha that he saw. He said he found the Sefer, Ubekoivitz Oitzis Yisrael Gilyan Tezva. Right, this is where the Megadim Chadashim does things that nobody could do. Heir Hamoitzu Lor, Arab Tzvi Maskowitz, Sechrein Elavracha, Al Dibim Ram Shikana, Mimashakosav Amar Shabah Heiris Yud Gimel Amadeis. He said that he saw that this grace in Talmud Chacham asked the murder Gekasha on the Ramshik. Ramshik brings from the Chassam Sofer that Sa'irim is a Dovah Meshachechas Alimud. He said the Marsha made a big deal. That how come by the Perush in the Shtavchum Eretz Yisrael, we don't mention the Zayas, we mention the Shemen Zayas? It's because the Zayas is a Dovah that's Meshachechas Alimud. So he asked, if that's the case, Loit Chassam Sofer, why does it say Sa'ira? It shouldn't have said Sa'ira. Says Rab David Yoel Weiss, that Lafi, what Rab Yosef Naftuli said in Shai Yosef, that the Sa'irim is not really Meshachech HaSalimut. It's just that you're not going to have the Milo, you're not going to have the added advantage of eating the Chitin, which is Meshav HaSalimut. That's all the Chassam Sofer meant. That's why it has no Shaykhs to this Masha. That's why you can't find this Gemara anywhere in Hayriyus Yodim Alamed Beis. Either way, there's a lot more to talk about on this topic. But we have a Seder and Shas to finish. A lot of work to do. Says the Gemara Vaitner, Tanu Rav Anan, pivoting a little bit. Kshanasi Nichnas, when the Nasi would enter the room, Kolohim Oimdim, everybody had to stand up. Ein Yoishvin, Acha Oimel Lehem Shvu. And no one was allowed to sit down until the Nasi said everyone's allowed to sit. Kisha Av Bezen Nichnas, the Av Bezen was not on the same ranking as the Nasi. He's the number two. When he would enter, so if he's walking through whatever part of the Beis Medrash it is, so on his right and on his left, there was shurois of people that were standing out of respect, but everybody else was able to sit. And not just that, when the of Bezin would sit down, even those shurois were able to sit. They didn't have to wait. The Chacham is the next in command. So as he's walking, whoever is to his right and his left would have to stand up. So if you ever see Lahavdol, the wave, right, that's what it is. So all of a sudden, one person stands, he sits, one person stands, he sits. That's the way it was. B'nei Chachamim v'Talmidei Chachamim, as relates to the sons of the Chacham and the Talmidim of the Chacham. So usually when you see the word Talmud Chacham, right, Talmud Chacham means Talmud Chacham, we know what it means. But over here, Talmidei Chachamim means what B'nei Chachamim means. B'nei Chachamim means the son of the Chacham. Talmid Chachamim means the Talmidim of the Chacham. B'zman Rabban Tzrichlam, in the event that the Rabban needs them for whatever reason, Mafsiyan al-Rashiyah, so when the Oyla was sitting on the floor, if they had to go somewhere because the Rabban needs them, they're allowed to walk over people, so to speak, even though it's disrespectful. That's something they're allowed to do. Yotzel Litzayrich, in the event that they left, and they left Litzayrich, Yikones, then they're allowed to enter again and be Mafsiyan al-Rashiyah, V'yech b'mkoyma, and sit down in their place. Clearly implying, if they left Shaloy Litzayrich, they would not be able to walk back in and be Mafsiyan on top of the Chevra. B'nei Talmidei Chachamim Shememunim Aviyem, if you have the sons of Talmidei Chachamim, that their fathers gave them shtellers, right? Obviously, it's their moisid. So they have nepotism, they're able to get a job. In the event that they also understand the shir, so the mamunim, and they understand, the latter sit right in front of the father. Meaning the Chacham is sitting in a very special place amongst his gathering. He's in a place of respect. That's something that he earned. His sons, to the extent that they're parnas al atzibur and they have das lishmaya, they can understand, they too are nichnas and they're yoshel lefnei avim, v'acharim klapayam. And their backs are allowed to be facing the oilam. If they don't have das lishmaya, then nichnasav yoshel lefnei avim, upneim klapayam. Then they can sit in front of their father, because at the end of the day, they still have the fact that they're meyuchasim, but at the same time, they can't have their backs towards the am, because that's disrespectful. They would have to have their faces clapping. Even if there's a beis hamishta, the stam a party, they could become a sniff, right? They're allowed to sit together with their fathers. The father's going to get covered. They're allowed to get covered over here. So one of the things that we just mentioned now was that in the event that the bnei chachamim or the talmidei chachamim had to leave the place where the tzibur was for a tzayrich, they're allowed to go back and they're allowed to be where they were, even though they're going to be stepping over people. Rapapas are like this. What does l'tzayrich mean? So first of all, the word l'tzayrich means to be oisit tzrachav. Oisit tzrachav means to go to the bathroom. And Rapapa added to that, he said, lo yamarim el l'ktanim. It's only if they had to go for ktanim. Avol gdoilim, but let's say they had to go to the bathroom for gdoilim. Loy, they're not. And the reason is, havali l'mivdik nafshe me'ikara. Because a person, he should have made sure, before you're going to go into this public area, go to the bathroom. So ktanim, you can't anticipate. But gdoilim, you could. And it's for that reason, this is not something that they should have done. And in fact, what's the makar to this, that a person can act in a way where he's going to take preventative measures. They shouldn't have to be in this kind of compromised situation as it relates to Gedolim. Because Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rabbi, a person should train himself to wake up early, go to sleep late, or specifically, right, not to wake up early, go to sleep late, but wake up early and go to the bathroom, and then laharev, late at night, he should go to the bathroom as well. And the reason is, because once upon a time, they didn't have bathrooms, so if a person had to be oisit srachav, the short gedolim, so, right, ketanim you fund sometimes, the sugis and shas, they used to do liyad akoysel, but when it comes to gedolim, that was something that a person had to go away from people, and once you go away from people, you're in a matzav of sakon. So Rav gave good advice. He said a person should train himself, lahashkim ulaharev, kedei shelo yisrachik. But what do you see from here? A person could train himself. So therefore, if you're a bnei tamid chachamim, or Talmidei Chachamim, and you now need to be Oisit Zroch of Gedolim, you don't have the right to start walking on top of people's heads. And the reason is because Havaleilim Mivdak, but the Gemara has a caveat to this. For Idna de Chol Sha'amu, now that the Oilim is very Shvach, and meaning people are not on such rigid schedules anymore biologically, I feel like Gedolim Nami, even when it comes to Gedolim, they would be allowed to leave and come back and be Mafsi al Rosh. Oysen, oysen, sniffing. Right. Another thing that we mentioned, the Bryce was, well, it's something said that when it comes to Beis HaMishta, these chevra, the sons of the Chachamim, are allowed to be a sniff. Amar Rav, Rav said, b'chay avim. It's only true if the father's alive, and not even that, b'fnei avim. The father actually has to be there. So we're going to go back now to the first line of this Bryce. Tanu Rabbanan, it was the Esh, the Bright, the Shir. K'shan Nasi Nichnas, when the Nasi enters the room, all the Jews are gathered. Kol Oim, Oim Dim, everybody stands up. Ven Yoich, Ven Hachoim, Lam Shfu. And they're not allowed to sit until the Nasi says, right? Sit. He waves. Everyone's allowed to sit down. K'shan Bezdin Nichnas, when the Bezdin enters, he's not on the same level as the Nasi. Oysen Shurach, Mikan, Shurach, Mikan. He has a little bit of a... some ceremonious procession where on the two sides of him everybody's standing, everyone else gets it, and even they only have to stand until the of Bezin sits. Once the Bezin sits, they don't have to wait for him to wave, they'll let him sit down. When the Chacham enters, they do the wave. Says the Gemara, this Braisa that we just mentioned was stated when in the times of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, meaning it wasn't always like this. It wasn't always like this, that the level of kavod that was given to the Nasi and to the of Bezdin and to the Chacham respectively was different. There was a time when everybody used to get the same amount of kavod. This Braisa that we just mentioned, that's when everything changed. Now what's the background to it? So the Gemara is going to tell us a story that's going to take us almost to the end of the Masechta. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Nasi. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was the Nasi. Rabbi Meir Chacham, Rab Nosson of Bezes. Here's the background. Shimon Gamliel was the Nasi. Rab Meir was the Chacham. And Rab Nosson was the Bezes. Now, which Rab Shimon Gamliel? Whenever you talk about Rab Shimon Gamliel, which Rab Shimon Gamliel? So this is Rab Shimon Gamliel the second, so to speak. This is Rab Shimon Gamliel that's Rab Yehuda Nasi's father. Right? Rab Shimon Gamliel, a father and son. So this is Rebbe's father, Rab Shimon Gamliel. We know Rab Meir is, and we know Rab Nosson is. Says the Brice, or Kihava Rab Shimon Gamliel Hassan. Rab Shimon Gamliel used to come. Havikami Kuliyamim Kame. Everybody would stand up for him. He's the Nasi. And Kiavi either Ramey Ram Nasan, and Ramey Ram Nasan would come, Havi Kaimi Kuliami Kamayu. Everybody would stand up for that because Ramey is the Chacham and Ram Nasan the Bezin. They're the three highest members in society. I'm Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rav Shimon Gamliel is the Nasi. He said, doesn't it make sense that at the end of the day, I'm the Nasi? They're not the Nasi. I know they're very Chashav, but there has to be some hacker. There has to be some way to distinguish between the fact that I'm the Nasi and they're not. Talking hot masniso. See, he was masaking the price. So Rav Shimon Gamliel now walks in. Everybody would stand up, the whole olam, until he says sit. And when Rav Nosson of Bezdin would walk in, so there would be two shurois that would stand, and even they wouldn't wait for him to say sit. When he would sit down, everybody would sit. And when Rav Meir, who's the Chacham, would walk in, so one person would stand, sit, stand, sit, stand, sit. That's how he would go. Either way, Rav Shimon Gamliel makes this takana. Rav Meir and Rav Nosson don't know about it. They have Rav Meir and Rav Nosson Hassan, right? They weren't present the day that this happened. Lamach, the next day, Kiyasu, when they all came, Chazadloi Kamu Kamayu Kudurigilu. Milsa. So that the Oilam wasn't standing up for them the way they used to stand up. I mean, they said, my hi, what's going on over here? Amruluhu. So the Oilam told them, Hachi Takin Rav Shimon Gamliel, this is a new takana. You were in a base medrash yesterday. This is what you missed out. Rav Shimon Gamliel made this new takana. Amalei Rav Meir, Rav Nosson. So Rav Meir turns to Rav Nosson. He says, Anoch Chacham. The at of Bezdin, Naskin Milsa, Kila didan. Meaning, Rav Shimon Gamliel made a takana that benefited him. I think we should do something that's going to benefit us. So Rav Nosson tells Rav Meir, I'm listening, right? What are you thinking? My navidly. I mean, what should we do? Meaning, give me the thought process here. So he says, let me tell you how this is going to start. Neimale gali uktsen. I want that the next day, when Rav Shimon Gamliel walks into Beis Medrash, we should say, Rav Shimon Gamliel, we were thinking, you know, we were learning a sugi mesechtes uktsen, and it's very, very shver, which of course it is. And, you know, maybe gali uktsen, maybe you could reveal to us some of the lumdas of uktsen. We need a little bit of help. The Leslie. Now, I happen to know, Rav Meir tells Rav Nosson, that Rav Shimon Gamliel does not know uktsen. It's his Achilles heel. He doesn't know uktsen. Keep it like gomer, being that he doesn't know it. Name alay, you know what we're going to tell him? We're going to quote a pasuk in Tehillim. Mi yamalek v'ris Hashem, yashmiya kol tilasay. And we're going to teach it. Lemi noy lemalek v'ris Hashem. Who is befitting to recite the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's tavka mi sheyochel hashmiya kol tilasay. Someone that knows how to say everything. And being that Rav Shimon Gamliel doesn't know uktsen, na'avre, what's going to end up happening is they're going to end up removing him from his post. And now all of a sudden, they're see his job is going to be open, which means we're going to both be able to climb the ladder a little bit. V'havi anov of Bezdin, Rav Meir says, listen, I'm going to now come to Av Bezdin, right? Because Rav Meir is the Chacham, so he's going to go from Chacham to Av Bezdin. He moves up one spot in the rankings. V'anasi, and you're going to go from the Av Bezdin, and you're going to be the Nasi. So Rav Shimon Gamliel thought that he was able to pull a move on us. This is an amazing idea. I think we should do it. So the Gemara says, Rav Nosson said, I hear, let's move forward with it. Incredible. Shaminu Rav Yaakov ben Karshi. Now, what Rav Nosson didn't realize was that Rav Yaakov ben Karshi, he was one of the chevra, he overheard this conversation. Omar, and when he heard what was about to happen, he said, Duma chas v'sholom, asy milsu de kisufa. There's a good chance, chas v'sholom, that maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel is going to be embarrassed and this is going to be grace of his yoinis. Also, he went, Yosef Achari, released Rav Shimon Gamliel. He went and he sat behind the attic of Rav Shimon Gamliel, Pashat, and he started learning Pashat Pshat HaMasechtas Uktsen. Garas, and then he learned it, Abyssal Bas, and he chazered it. Garas Vatana again, he learned it and he chazered it. So all of a sudden, Rabbi Yaakov and Karshi is sitting next to the attic of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and he's knocking away as loud as he possibly could, first with that clerk guide, and then he gets into the Iyun and the Lumdus, and he's going through Masechtas Uktsen. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is in his attic. He says, Maide Kamo, what's going on over here? Why is Rabbi Yaakov ben Karshi, right? He's always such a quiet neighbor. All of a sudden, he's so loud that he's screaming uktsen on the top of his lungs. This is very, very tzarech bir. There must be, maybe, something going on in Beis Medrash that I'm supposed to know about. And he's giving me a daylech hakim ben amiza. He's giving me a hint. Nu, yov daite v'garsa. So he sat down and he says, nu, right? If you can't beat him, join him. So he opens up his uktsen mishnayas and he goes together with Rabbi Yaakov and Karchi and he listened to everything that was going on. Says the next day, Rav Shimon Gamliel walks into Beis Medrash. And all of a sudden, the plan is about to be executed. Amrule, the oilum comes to him. They say, Nesi marvin nisni b'uktsen. Shimon Gamliel, can you please give Shirin uktsen? He said, uktsen? My favorite mesechta. Absolutely. Pasach, he got up. V'amar, and he said, Shir, Pasach, the oikim. After this happened, Amaluhu. So he went to the oilum. And he said, Eloi gamirna, let's be honest. Right? Yesterday, I didn't know uktsen. No, Rav Yaakov ben Karshi came and he saved me. But had this not happened, kesef tinan, right? There would have been grace b'zayinus pocket. He said, "Lamaisa, the b'zayinus didn't happen." And ich bin nochals balabus. I'm the nasi. So he gets up and he makes the following declaration. He said, "Afkinu mebe midrasha." Rav Meir and Rav Nosson, who are both behind this plot to give me the b'zayinus and ultimately overthrow my nasiyas, they're going to be removed from the base medrash. So Rav Meir and Rav Nosson were thrown out of the base medrash. Now, in the meantime, Rav Meir and Rav Nosson were needed, right? Because they were the Chacham and the Av Bezdin, respectively. So you can't just take Rav Meir and put him out of his medrash. What's going to be with Stam Mishnah? What's going to be with all the Rav Meir's and Shas? You can't just take Rav Nosson, right, then throw him out of his medrash. We need them. So when they were taken out, kavikasvu kushiyasa b'piska, they would write their kashas on a letter, v'shadu asam, and they would throw it into Beis Medrash. Meaning they were still part of the matziv, but at the same time, they couldn't physically be there. Now, the Gemara says, d'havi mifrik mifrik, whatever the oilam knew how to answer, because they were asking bomb kashas, whatever the oilam knew how to answer, they answered, d'loi havi mifrik, what they do with the questions that they couldn't answer, kasvi piruki v'shadu, so they themselves, Ramei Ram Nosson, again, they're the chacham and the abezin, they know better than everybody else. They were able to say their own answers. At one point, Rabbi Yossi said, Lefanu Mibifnim. I mean, they're mamish the Torah alone. You see, they know all the kashas and the truths that we can't come up with. They know how to come up with. So does it make sense that the Torah should be Mibachutz Vanu Mibifnim? Amnam Shimon Gamliel. So Shimon Gamliel said, I hear. Nailinu. Bring them in. Mio stating that. Nitnesinu. I want to punish them. And the punishment is, that for now on, if we ever say over halacha, we're not going to say over the halacha in their name. Now this, by the way, could be as a serious punishment in the world of Sifsos of Dovois Bekever. Not for now. Right? This comes to mind the Panim Iris' Hakdama to his Chuvis, where he talks about if somebody says over something that someone else said, but he doesn't quote him by name. Does the person lose this if so, so, do, so, so, not? So you have to know how much of a knas this really is. Not for now. Something to think about. But either way, so he said, we're going to give the knas, and the knas is going to be the name Rushmaita Mishmayo. And it was for that reason, a sikulur Ameir Acherim, Ameir would become known from that point on as Acherim. Ularab Nasim would become known as Yesh Oimim. So everyone knows who's Acherim, it's Rameir. Everybody knows who's Yesh Oimim, it's Rab Nosson. What's the rest of the story? Shehemol's a story. And this is the rest of the story. The Gemara says, in the meantime, Rameir and Rab Nosson both had dreams. And in the dreams, the Baal HaChalemis came to them and said, Zilu Paisu the Rab Shimon Gamliel. Go be Mephais, Rab Shimon Gamliel. Yes, time is on you. You should go be Mephais. Rab Nosson, Oz, Rab Nosson went. Rameir, Loy, Oz, Rameir didn't go. Amar, this is Rameir, Lushitase, in Shas. He holds Divrei Chaloy, Moisloy, Mailov, Loy, Meridin. And it's for that reason he didn't go. Says the Gemara, Ki Oz, Rab Nosson, when Rab Nosson went to Rav Shimon Gamliel to ask him a chilo. Amalei Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rav Shimon Gamliel told him, Nehi dahani loch kamra davuch l'mahami of Bezdin. Told him something sharp. He said, you know, it's very nice that your father's kamra helped him to become of Bezdin. Aber shavinuch nami nasi? You thought it was going to help you even to become the nasi? Fazoi vaynesh. Meaning you had some protection. That's why you rose to the level of Abbesdin. It came because of the kamra of your father. But you see that the kamra of your father wasn't enough to get you all the way to the finish line. It wasn't going to be enough to make you to become the actual nasi. Now what does it mean, kamra davuch? So Rashi says, koloimar, chashivusa deavuch, tahavis of Bezdin. So we're going to get back to that in a minute. But apparently Rav Nosson's father was very chashiv, and because of his chashivus, he was able to come to the point of Bezdin, but you see, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, ad v'lo yad b'chla, says the Gemara, postscript to this story. Masley Rebbe, Rav Shimon, Rebbe was once learning with his son Rav Shimon, and he taught him halacha. It was halacha nilchas tmura, which is not something that we need to go into. If you really, really want to know what the halach is, it's the last Rashi on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. But either way, Rebbe told his son Reb Shimon, Acherim said, Ilu haya tmura, loy haya karif. And he says this halach in Ilchas Tmura in the name of Acherim. Am aloy. So Reb Shimon tells his father, Mi hey malalo, who are these people? Acherim, Lashon Rabbi. Shemei meyam anu shoysim, whose waters we drink, ushmoysam ein on a maskirim, but we don't want to mention their name. Am aloy. So Rebbe told his son, Bnei Adam, you want to know who these Acherim are? You want to know why I'm not mentioning their names? Shebikshu, these are people that wanted lakur kfeitcha to uproot your covet, ukfeit de savicha, and the covet of your father. They tried, they chepped with who? Reb Shimon Gamliel, who's Rebbe's father. Am aloy. So Reb Shimon tried being Mephias, his father. He quoted a pasuk in Koheles. Shlomo HaMelech said, Gam avasam, gam sinasam, gam kinasam, kfar avda. Right? The sinner, the haver, it's all this water under the bridge. If it's water under the bridge, why are you holding this grudge? Amalei. So he told him, I'm going to tell you a different pasuk. A pasuk at the hill in Perek Tes. Ha'oyev tamu, charova is lanetzach. Ha'oyev tamu, the oyev is dead, but charova is the churva that he created is lanetzach. The damage was already done. And because the damage was already done, this is not avda. Avda is when there was no damage done. But once the damage is done, at this point it's tzula. Amalei. But Reb Shimon was still trying to be Matthias' father. He told him, maybe hani mili hecha da hana masayim. Maybe that's all. If the damage was takadon. Oh, but over here, Rabbanon, these Rabbanon, right, Ramey, Ramnosalaya, Hanu Masayo, nothing ever came from him. Shimon Gamliel remained the Nasi. It was disaster averted. It could have been terrible, but nothing actually happened. So when Rebbe heard that, he said, Nichamtani, Hadar Asnile. So the next time he said over this halacha from Rameir, he didn't say Acherim. This is what he said. Amru Mishum Rameir. They say over in the name of Rameir that Ilu Haya Tmura Loi Haya Karb. Amar Rava. So Rava heard this. He made a comment. He said, Afilu Rebbe. Da'an V'sanasahava. Even though Rebbe was an Anav. How do you know that? Mishameis Rebbe Batla Anav. The Mishnah Soif Soita. And even though Rebbe came around, right? his son was able to be mafayis him. Abba Tana, what did he teach? Amru Mishum Rameir. Abba Amar Rameir? Loyal. That much he wasn't going to do. Even though he came around from Acherim, but Amru Rameir already was not something that he was going to do. So this story is a fascinating story. Just to mention two very soft ta'aras. The first one is that because of this Maisa Shaya Kachaya, Rab Nosson would become Yesh Shomrim, and Rameir would become Acherim. So we know Rameir is Acherim. Question is why? Why is Rameir referred to as Acherim? So, Chayra, it's Pasha, right? If someone asks you a question today, it's your lucky day, because it's a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says that the Knas that was given to Rameir Rav Nosson when they were allowed back at the base Medrash, so that we wouldn't say over Torah in your name. Okay, so we're not going to say over Torah in your name, so what are we going to say? Rav Nosson would be Yesh Oimrin, and Rameir would be known as Acher. We also know that Tosfos says in Sota Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, he doesn't like this so much, but he brings such a mahalach that the Rishonim said, and that is that whenever Rameir is quoted in Shas as Acher, it's Torah that he said over in the name of his Rebbe Acher. It's a play on words, because we know that Rameir learned Torah from many Rebbeim. His Rebbe Muvik was Rebbe Akiva, but he also had a Rebbe Muvik Acherim. He learned by Rebbe Shmuel, right? We've spoken about the Rebbeim and Rameir over the years. But he learned Torah by Acher, Elisha Baravua. And it's for that reason that sometimes Rameir is referred to as Acherim. It's when he's saying over Torah, not for Rabbi Akiva, not for Rabbi Shmuel. It's when he's saying over Torah from his Rabbi Acher and Simon Ladover, Acherim, Acher, right? It's Pashat. And that's this Inyan over here of Acherim. The truth is, in the Gemara, it's even a little bit mashman that way. Because when Rabbi says over from Acherim, so what does Rabbi Shimon say? Mihem halalu, right? We're talking about them, but Lashon Rabbah. Pashat, the word Acherim is Lashon Rabbah. But the truth is, there's a pun intended over here. It is a Lashon Rabbah. Because it's Rameir B'Shem Elisha Baravua. It's a Rebbe Talmud. There's two over here. Now, it could be a minion that only counts as one, but the bottom line is, right, to take us back to the Sanhedrin Torah, but the bottom line is, there's a Cherem, there is a Rabban component over here. It's when Rameir is saying over Torah in the name of Elisha Baravua. Now, at first glance, it's a Pella de Gatoisvis, because it's Mamish Kenegat this Gemara. The Gemara gives us a different reason. The Gemara says the reason he's called a Cherem is based on the fact, that they want, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel wanted to punish him because it is Maaseh Shoyah. Now, the truth is, that if you think of that Tosfos in Sota Yud Beis Amud Aleph and you shtel it to this Gemara right here, it could be it's an Oimek in the Knas. What was the Oimek in the Knas? Right, Rav Nosson would become Yesh Oimek. And what would become Rameir would be Acherim. Could be Acherim was a shtickle play on words that Rameir, you're a Talmud of Elisha Baravua, you're a Talmud of Acher. And the truth is, it wasn't so posh that Rameir even learned Torah by Acher. And maybe the Chachamin saw a little Indian over here. They gave him a Knas. They felt that he didn't behave properly. Right, even afterwards, he didn't want to ask Mechilo. They saw a bissel something, and maybe in the Oimish of Acherim, we have to that Tosfos and Sota Yud Beis Amud Aleph could be, it is a pun intended, it is somewhat related to the fact that Rameir is a Talmud of Elisha Baravua. At first glance, the Tosfos is very tzarech iyun based on the Gemara over here, but it could be it's a little bit yagadol of Reya. That's just one art. The other thing is you see over here that Rebbe was mamish at a point, where it was hard for him to say over Torah and Rameir. He would say Acherim, and even at the end, what did he say? Right, the very, very end, he said that Mishum Rameir Amru, but to say Amr Rameir, that was something that he was absolutely not comfortable saying. We once told too that it's Yudua, that in the Tamei HaMinhagin, on Chanukah, it's brought down, B'Shem HaGoyin HaKadosh Baruch Sam Sofer Zeichet Tzadik V'Kadosh Levrach, that we know that the Yontif of Chanukah is not mentioned in the Mishnayos. Now, the concept of Chanukah gets a shout out. It's a Mishnah of Bava Kamen, Seif HaKoines, it's a Mishnah in Masechtas Bikurim, again, there's Man of Avos Bikurim, right now. But the bottom line is that the Yontif of Chanukah as a Masechta, for example, and even the Dinim, it's all Tanur Rabbanu Mai Chanukah in Perek Beis of Masechta Shabbos in Bamem Adlikin, but there is no Hilchis Chanukah. And in Tami HaMenhagen, they bring the shame, the Chassam Sofer, who said, Mamish and Milsa de Tmiya. He said, because who wrote the Mishnayis? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wrote the Mishnayis. And we know Rabbi Yehuda Nasi came from Malchus Beis David, right? The Gemara says, Rebbe da Asim mid David, Mahapach Beschusi de David. But we know that Rebbe came from Malchus Beis David. And we know that the Chanukah miracle came through the Chashmeinon. And the Chashmeinon, when they performed the miracle, they became the Melachim, they became the kings during Bayesheni. Now, really, the Malchus was supposed to belong to which Shevet? To Shevet Yehuda,
right? Lo yosu shevet miyehuda mechaykik mibein raglov. And the chashminam were kaihan came from shevet Levi. And we know the Ramban in Parashas Vayichi that says that they were over lo yosu shevet miyehuda. And that's why the Gemara says in Bava Basra Daf Gimel that any person that says mi beis chashminah, we know that really he's an eved. That's why they were all wiped out. It was because they were over on this lav. They were over on what the Zayde Yaakov Avinu said l'shoyne azov shala Ramban that lo yosu shevet miyehuda umechaykik mibein raglov. But the bottom line is that says the Tamim and Hagen b'shem Marnach Chassam Sofer that Chassam Sofer said that because Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was asim midavid, it bothered him that the Chashmeinoim, who are the ones that made the Hanukkah story happen, took away the Malchus from his family, and it's because of that hergish that he had that he did not write the story of Hanukkah in his chibur. Now, the way they bring it is as follows. I'm reading from the Tamim Yamed Hagen. This was something that bothered Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Who because may have Mishnah Alpi Ruach HaKadosh, and when Yehuda Nasi wrote the Mishnah Alpi Ruach HaKadosh, Nishmat HaNes Mechiburoi. The Bavarni, what do you mean? It was written by Ruach HaKadosh. So what's going on over here? So, Kilu Nishmat HaNes Mechiburoi because of the Heiril Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So you have to learn up this Inyan here a little bit better. But I always thought that this Gemara is a little bit of a tzushtal. It's a little bit of a tzushtal because you see the Kpeda that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi had mamish for this Indian. You're taking away the Nasius from my father, from our Indian, right? Ha'oyev tamu, charovis lanetzach. That's the way he felt. And Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was using that weir when he's saying over Torah. That's mamish where he's saying it over. It's when he's saying over Torah. It's mamish in this Indian. You know, it's interesting because we know Stamish is Rameyer. So Pasha Stamish Rameyer is L'shvachish Rameyer. You almost get a sense maybe after learning this Gemara, Stamish Rameyer doesn't want to mention Rameyer's name. I mean, you see, that's what's going on over here. There's so much to think about on this Indian. But either way, that's the first daughter. That's the first star, as it relates to Rav Meir, as it relates to Rav Nosson. So the Gemara said that when Rav Nosson went to be Mephias, Rav Shimon Gamliel, so Rav Shimon Gamliel told him, Nihi dahani lach kamra da'avuch lemahavi of Bezdin, or b'shavinuch nami nasi, but not azoy vay to become a nasi. So Rav Nosson's father, it seems like, had a kamra, and that helped, it assisted Rav Nosson to become the Av Bezin. If Azoy Vait Severin the Nasi, that's already pushing it that much now. So what is this kamra? So Rashi says, Koloimar dahani lo chashivusa da'avich da'habis Av Bezin. Rashi is giving you the Koloimar pshat, not the literal taicha of the word kamra. He's giving you the Koloimar. What does it mean to say, right? But what is it? What is a kamra? What is the physical nature of a kamra? I saw in the Sefer Toldos Tanam the Amoiram from Rabbi Aaron Hyman. So on Rav Nosson, he starts off as follows. This is the opening paragraph. Aviv, Avshaloi Niski B'Shmoi, as it relates to Rav Nosson's father, even though he's not mentioned anywhere by name, that's why the insert has to be by Rav Nosson, not by his father, because we don't know his name, so there's no place to put this entry, right? But it says Rav Hyman, Aviv, Avshaloi Niski B'Shmoi, Aviyesh Lanu B'Kabbalah, Mipi Rabbeinu Haigoi. We have a Kabbalah for Rav Haigoy. Muva ba'aruch. It's brought down in the Sefer Aruch. Erech Kamra. Under the word Kamra. Shahaya Reish Galusa de Bava. Rav Nosson's father was the Reish Galusa and Bava. For whom may Harius Yud Gimel Amabes. And the Makar to it said Rav Haigoyin is a Gemara in Harius Yud Gimel Amabes. Shamalim Shem Gamli the Rav Nosson. Nehi dahani loch Kamra da Avuch Lamahami of Bezdin. That your father's Kamra assisted you to become the Av Bezdin. The Kamra. It was a belt that was made of silver and gold. That all the ministers used to wear when they were in front of Paras. But the bottom line is, that's what this kamra is. Truth is, Rashi says Avnet Musaf, right? Rashi in the next Rashi says that it's a golden Avnet. But Rav Haigoin told you the rest of the story. It's not punk that some Gvir decided that he wants to wear a golden belt buckle. That's not this Indian over here. This is an Avnet that was made of Kesef and Zav. That the Malchi Paras used to wear, when they stood in front. But said Rav Haigoyin that you want to know who Rav Nosson's father was? Rav Nosson's father was the Reish Galusa. Why is this interesting? What comes to mind? What comes to mind is, I think it's so poshut. And that is that we know who wrote the Mishnayos. Rav Yehuda Anasi. Wrong. It's a Mefurish Gemara above Metzia Da Peivavam and Aleph. The Gemara says Rabbi v'Rav Nosson Soif Mishnah, Rav Ashi v'Rav Yehuda Soifira. So Rav Ashi v'Yehuda Soifira that everybody knows. But who wrote the Mishnah? Everyone says Rav Yehuda Anasi. It's always Rav Yehuda Anasi. It's really Rabbi and Rav Nosson. And we once spoke out Ora Niflam Mamish from Rav Ruvi Margolis. It's in Margolis Hayam in Mesechtes Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Where Rav Ruvi Margolis said that why was a Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi and why was a Rav Nosson and Rabbi? He said because we know there were two epicenters of Torah at the time that the Tanam and Amiram lived. There was the Torah that was in Bavel,
Talmud Bavli, and then there was the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. The Talmud Yerushalmi. In order to write a Mishnayos, in order to have a Talmud, it was necessary for the Olam to know was Tutzich in the Bati Midrashim in Eretz Yisrael, and was Tutzich in the Bati Midrashim that are in Bavli. That was the only way that this was going to be able to happen. So said Rabbi Margolis, let's go backwards. Rav Ashi, we know, lived in Bavli, right? He was the head of the academy in Bavli. He needed a shutif in Eretz Yisrael that would assist him. Ravina, we know, lived in Eretz Yisrael. And that's the Ravina Rav Ashi, right? We speak out sometimes, even though Rav Ashi was Ravina's Talmud, but in Kloyat Psak, there's a Yeshoyim, there's a Shittas HaRishoyim that holds that when there's a Machlok, Ravina Rav Ashi, the halacha is like Ravina, and it's based on the idea. It's based on the idea that Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkin, and we paskin like the one that lives in Eretz Yisrael, not the one that lives in Bavel. But either way, Ravina, Rav Ashi, one was in Eretz Yisrael, one was in Bavel. Said Rav Ruvim Margolis, I believe the reason Rabbi Yehuda Anasi brought on board Rav Nosser, because we know the Ikka Mishnayos was written by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. That's why everyone knows it as Yehuda Anasi. Right, the Rambam waxes poetically about it. It's Akdamah to Spirish HaMishnayos that it took someone of the nature and the ilk of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi to be able to pull off such an incredible feat, right? Talks about who he was, his relationship with Antoninus, even Bishar Chachmas, his Kaychaloshin that he had, Vadvar Matikin, but he needed at the end of the day a Shutif. He needed a partner. He needed someone that was stationed in the Bavli. Who does he take? Rav Nosson. Why Rav Nosson? Because Nosson we know is known as Rav Nosson HaBavli. But why Rav Nosson? From all the Tanoim that are in Bavli, why did he take Rav Nosson? He doesn't say, I think it's Pashit, it's this right here, because who's Rav Nosson? Rav Nosson is someone who had tremendous protection. His father's the Reish Kalusa. Rav Shimon Gamliel told him, Ahami lach kamra davuch, l'mahami obezdin. So you see, he was someone that was incredibly connected. L'chayr, it's Pashit, that's the rest of the story, that shtickle of Reuven Margolis, as it relates to why the shutif that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi would have taken would have been Rav Nosson HaBavli. Either way, we're now up to the final stretch. Talk to Hilgi Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. It said, "Pligu Bar Rav Shimon Gamliel v'Rabban." There was a machlekes Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanim. Chadamar one said Sina Yadif, v'Chadamar, and the other one said Oikir Harim Adif. So there was a machlekes Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanim. Who's Adif? Is a Sinai Adif or is a Oikir Harim Adif? Sinai is someone that Rashi says, Misha Shana Mishnah Brises Sturim like in Sasmer Sinai. He has all the Mishnais and the Brises. He's a Baki. He has all the ideas. That's so Misudar, literally Kinesinasa Misinai. And like Gaharim is the Charif and Mufulful Batayr. And this was a Shai, Avabisha Mishnah Brises Sturim like Kolkach. Who's better? Who's better? Is it the Lamdin or is it the Baki, right? This is something that the Olam's hacked around in yeshiva dorm rooms and in coffee rooms over the years. But this is something that the Gedolei Yisrael talked about. And that is Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan. It was a Chadam, a Chadam. Once it's seen Nayadav, the other one said, Eka Harim Adiv. Says the Gemara, Rav Yosef, the great Amor, Rav Yosef was a Sinai. Rabbi, the great Amor, Rabbi was an Eka Harim. Shoch Taman. Came a point where they had to appoint a Nasi. And the Shaila was, should they appoint Rabbi Yosef as the Nasi or should they appoint Rabbi as the Nasi? And above all, they weren't sure what to do. So they sent a Shaila to Eretz Yisrael. Eze mehem koidim. Who has Kedima? Is it Rabbi Yosef because he's a Sinai or is it Rabbi because he's an Oikar Harim? Shochlu, they sent back. Sinai Adif. The Sinai is Adif. The Amar Mar, Hakol Tzrichin Lamarich Itayah. Everybody needs the master of wheat. By the way, in light of the Gemara that we saw in Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that Chita is something that's Meshev as Salimud. So it gives you maybe a little bit of better appreciation for the pun of why the Sinai is called as the Marich Itayah. So the bottom line is they said Sinai Adif. But Rabbi Yosef did not want to become the next ruler. Now the Gemara doesn't say why, but Divrei Chazal are Aniyah b'makom echad, v'Ashirim b'makom acher. And this Gemara, which is the last Amud over here in Masechtas Hayiris, it's also the last Amud in Masechtas Brachas. And over there the Gemara says that the reason Rabbi Yosef didn't want to take this position is because he had heard from the astrologers that one day he would be king, he would be the Nasi, but it would only last for 2 years. So he knew that if he takes the Nasius, and now all of a sudden, it's 2 years. See, he said, let's defer, let Rabbi take it instead, and like this, after Rabbi, who'll become the next Nasi? So Rabbi Yosef defers, and Molach Rabba Esri V'Tartishnin. So Rabba became the Nasi. And how long was he the Nasi for? For 22 years. We have so much raid on this. 22 years, the number 22, but frat when it comes to Arichas Yomim. V'Hadam Molach Rabbi Yosef. And then afterwards Rabbi Yosef became Melech, says the Braisa that you should know, as relates to those 22 years, the Chol Shni, the Malach Rabbah, all the years that Rabbah was Kenig, Rabbi Yosef Afilu Umnu Lebeis Lecholov, he didn't even need a blood letter. He didn't have to see a doctor one time. Says much as Be'etzim, he was told he had 2 years to live. But during those 22 years of extra Arichas Yomim that he had, Afilu Umnu Lebeis Lecholov. So really, the Psak was Sinai Adif. But even though the Psak was Sinai Adif, Rabbi Yosef, who was the Sinai, didn't want to take the position because of this personal Cheshbon, and instead, the first Rabbah. Zok Tigmar. Abaye v'Ravo v'Rabzeir v'Rabbah Bar Masna haviyasvi v'avitzrichi resha. So in the previous Gemara, it's Rabbah and Rav Yosef, right? We're narrowing it down to those two. Who's going to become the next Nasi? In this Gemara, we narrow it down to four. It was Abaye v'Ravo, Rabzeir, and Rabbah Bar Masna. Now, when did this happen? So presumably, it happened after Rav Yosef was nifter. So it was Rabbah, Rav Yosef, who are Rabbi and Rav Yosef's famous Talmidim, most famous Talmidim, of course, Abaye and Rava. So after Rav Yosef was Nifter, Abaye, Rava, Rav Zeir, Rav and Asa were sitting together. Vavitzrich and Reisha, and they had a point, who's going to be the next Rashiva, who's going to be the next Nasi? Amri, they said, Kol Amram Milsev Olei Mifrich. Any person that could say something, and no one's going to be able to frag him off, Lavi Reisha, he should be the next Rosh Hashiva. The Kulu Ifrich. Everyone said something, and the Olam had what to ask, Abad Abaye Loi Ifrich, Abaye Nat. Chazir Rava, La Abaye, the Gov. Rava saw that clearly Abaya's time has come because he's the only one who no one was able to frag off. So Gavaresha, meaning figuratively speaking, his head is going to be bigger now. He's going to have this grace. Shteller Amalei, and he turned to him and he said, Nachmeni, Psach ve'ema, it's time to give your drasha because you now are supposed to be the next Nasi. Says the Gemara, Yiboyluhu, Rab Zeiro v'Rabbe Bar Masna, Haiminai Wadif. Who would have been bigger between the other two? So Abaye v'Rava, we said it was Abaye came before Rava. But what about Rab Zeiro and Rabbe Bar Masna? Now, what are the two tzedakim? So the Gemara tells us, Rab Zeiro charef amaksha. Rab Zeiro was a charef amaksha. Right? He was a very, very charef. He knew, had asked very good kashas. V'Rabbe Bar Masna, he had a different tchuna. He was matinu masik. So he didn't come with these blitzedig kashas, but he was a little bit more edel. Abu Masik, he came too. So they were both very good in learning. One was more of the Oikar Harim, he's Harav Maksha, and the other one was Matun, but at the end of the day, Mitoich, his Avoida, by being Ma'ayin, a very clear way, he came to the right Halacha, my, who is bigger? And the Gemara says, Teiku. So just to end with one Ha'ara. A Ha'ara related to Haiminayu Adif, Sinai or Oikar Harim, and I think this is very befitting, it's a Ha'ara from the great Sinai, Rabbi Reuven Margolis. And that is, so the Gemara said, it was the first wide line here on Daf Yudal Ramad Beis, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Pligu Bar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel of Rabbanan. It was Machloikis, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan. Chad Amar once said Sinai Adif, the Chad Amar Oikar Harim Adif. But the Gemara doesn't say who held what. Did Rabbi Shimon Gamliel hold Sinai Adif and the Rabbanan held Oikar Harim Adif? Or did the Rabbanan hold Sinai Adif and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel held Oikar Harim Adif? But we know Rabbi Reuven Margolis wrote a Sefer called Shem Oilam, and in his Sefer Shem Oilam, he figured out, not all, but most of the Chad Amars in Shas, and the way he writes in his Akdama, he's only saying it where he thinks it's glat. He had different Mahalchim al Pilpul, al Pichidut, but he only wanted to do it if he was Mechavin La Mita Shal Torah, and it was on this Sefer that Mechsaluza wrote a Maskom, and he said al Piroiv, he was Taka Mechavin La Mita Shal Torah. But the bottom line is, on this Gemara, and it's also in the Sefer Netzoy Tzayar, the last Ha'ara here in Masech Tzayaris, says Rab Ruvay Margolis, that L'chayr B'muschol Rishon, we have a Klara Giloy. In fact, we have a Klara Giloy from today's daf. Because the Gemara said that Rav Meir and Rav Nosson plotted to try to overthrow Rav Shimon ben Gamliel from being able to be the Nasi. Now, how did they plot? What was the Eitzah? The Eitzah was they were going to tell him, Gali Uktzin, teach us Masechtas Uktzin. They knew that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel didn't know Uktzin, and they were going to come with a Taina. They were going to say, Mi Yimalo Gvuris Hashem, Yashmiya Kol Tilosoi. Lemi Noya Lemalo Gvuris Hashem, Misha Yochel Hashmiya Kol Tilosoi. Only someone that knows how to be Mashmiya Kol Tilosoi, he could be Yimalo Gvuris Hashem. But if someone doesn't know everything, he can't be Yimalo Gvuris Hashem. Says Rav Margolis, it's Pashit. What did Rav Meir Rav Nosson hold? They must have held Sinai Adif. They must have held that the only time you're roi to be a Yamal Gvuris Hashem is if Yochel Hashmiya Kol Tehiloisav. Now, this didn't seem to shter Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. He has no problem being the Nasi, even though he knows good and well. He doesn't know every area of Halacha. There's Mikzayas that he doesn't know. He doesn't know Uktzin. Why not?
Probably because he held that even though he's not a Sinai, he doesn't have all the Mishnayos and the Brises student like in the Sinasa Me'ar Sinai, but he must have been a Charev and a Mefulfel for the Torah. He had to have that qualification, and he must have held. He must have held Oikar Haramatif. But says Rabbi Margolis, at the end of the day, had he learned the pasuk, Lemi no lemalo gvuras Hashem, mi sheyochel lashmiya kol tefilosof. So this already, you have to be Rabbi Margolis for. He says, take a look at the Gemara, Masechta Sanhedrin, here in Seder Nezikin, Daf Ayin Chesam Ad Aleph, Tanu Rabbanan, Hiku Asar Bnei Yodim Asar Makolis Vameis. If 10 people come with 10 baseball bats and they hit a person until the person dies, Bein Bevas Achaz, Bein Bezeh Achazeh, Pturim, they're all going to be potter. Rabbi Yudah Ben Meseir says, Bezeh Achazeh, if it happens one after the other, Ha'achrin Chayiv, the last one's Chayiv, Bebnei Shekira Ves Misasai. So the first line, Enoch and Ami are going to be potter, but the last one is going to be Chayiv. Om Rabbi Yechanan said, Uchnei Mikra Echadarshu. Rabbi Yechanan said, you should know, that Sai Rabbi Yudah Ben Meseir that holds the Achrin is Chayiv. The person who comes with the final blow, the Makkah of the Patash. And Sayyid Chachomim, the Rabbanon, who all that all 10 people are going to be potter. They both dash in the same pasuk. It says, V'ish ki yake, kol nefesh adam, moisumas. If somebody kills a person, moisumas. But the lashon of the pasuk is, V'ish ki yake, kol nefesh adam. Rabbanon, Savi, the Rabbanon, hold, kol nefesh ad ikka kol nefesh. But I've hoben the ganze nefesh. For Rabbi Yudah ben Beseiris of our kol nefesh, kolduhu nefesh. Even if it's a koldu of a nefesh, that in and of itself is going to be enough. So said Rabbi Reuven Margolis, L'chayra, the machloik is between Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nosser on the one hand, and Rabbi Shimon Gamli on the other hand. This is not Emes? Right? This is not Emes? So the chayra, the machloik is between Meir, Rabbi Nosser on the one hand, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel on the other hand, was how you died. Yashmiya kol tehilasai. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nosser in hell, the mi nolim malak vurus Hashem, mi sheyochel hashmiya kol tehilasai. Like the Rabbanon, v'ish kiyake kol nefesh adam, kol nefesh adik kol nefesh. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel must have held like the Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that says kol nefesh means kol du nefesh. So what does it mean? Kol tehilasai, kol du tehilasai. I could say the best share on this mesechta, that mesechta. I'm the biggest Lamdan in this mikzayu. I'm the Oikar Harim. I don't have the mile of Sinai. Who cares? Kol tehilasai means I feel kol du. But says Rabbi Margolis, I'll tell you something even more gishmak. Even more gishmak. This is a half of the Gemara Mokim. He says, Lefizeh comes out that the Rabbanon are going to be L'shitasayim. Because if Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds that kol tehilasav means kol dehu, means he holds Oikar Harim Adif. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Oikar Harim Adif. That means the Rabbanon are the ones that say Sinai Adif. Which would mean that the Rabbanon are going to taich kol tehilasav the way Rav Meir Rav Nosson taich kol tehilasav. And that is kol tilois amash. In the brayse of Masechet Sanhedrin, Rabbanon Savri kol nefesh ad ikka kol nefesh. Rabbi Yehudah ben Seir Sava kol nefesh kol du nefesh. That means Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in Arsug Yehoyrius Yodal and Amadalf. Who in the world would ever stelt this soon? Nobody, right? That Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in Hoyrius Yodal and holds like Rabbi Yehudah ben Seir in Sanhedrin Ayin Ches. And the Rabbanon in Hoyrius Yodal and hold like the Rabbanon in Sanhedrin Ayin Ches. Says Rabbi Margolis, you're going to tell me, come on. Rabbanon l'shitasai? Maybe these Rabbanon are one Rabbanon, those Rabbanon are other Rabbanon. Says Rabbi Margolis, he forgot a Tosfos. It's a Tosfos in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Dibra Maschil, name me Rabbanon, the Pliga led, repeat the man. And if you take a look at Tosfos, Tosfos over there is handling a stira between Rabbanon and the Rabbanon. And he says it's poshit that until proven otherwise, all the Rabbanons in Shas are the Zelbe Rabbanons. And he says, now you know that? It's a Tosfos. Because how many places in Shas does the Gemara say, Kashid Rameh, Rameh, Kashid Rabbanon, Ad Rabbanon? Kashid Rabbi Kiva, Ad Rabbi Kiva, Kashid Rabbanon, Ad Rabbanon, Kashid Rabbi Yudah, Ad Rabbi Yudah, Kashid Rabbanon, Ad Rabbanon. What do you mean Kashid Rabbanon, Ad Rabbanon? These Rabbanon and those Rabbanon. These are Italian Rabbanon in the 17th century, and these are Chassidish Rabbanon in 19th century Poland. What Shaykh is? How do you have a right to ask a Kashid Rabbanon, Ad Rabbanon? So it's an often a Tosfos. Tosfos says Rabbanons have to stim. And you can't just come up with mices and say, oh, these Rabbanons are not those Rabbanons. So stam Rabbanons need a stim, says Rabbi Reuven Margolis, Kimavur and Yuma da Flamin Amid Beis, half of a vela. She says, if that's the case, it's gewaldig. Because here you have the Rabbanon, L'chayrin Cheshbin, holding Sinai Yadav. Because Kol Tilosim means Kol Tilos of Mamish. It stims with the Rabbanon in Sanhedrin, Ayin Chesam Ad Aleph, that what does it mean? V'ishkiyaka kol nefesh adam. It means ad ikka kol nefesh. And if that's the case, Rav Shimon Gamliel, he must be the one that held ikaharim adif. That's why it didn't bother Rav Shimon Gamliel from the fact that he didn't know uktzin. He felt he could be a yamal gvuris Hashem. I can't be ashmir kol tilasay because Rav Shimon Gamliel holds like Rabbi Ben Beseir and Sanhedrin ayin chesam and aleph. That what does kol mean? Kol means kol. That's going to be enough. Oh, but the rabbanon that will chaylik Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's the rabbanon l'shita sayu in Sanhedrin ayin chesam and aleph. With the rabbanon said v'ishkiyaka kol nefesh adam. Add the ikka kol nefesh, and that's why if 10 people kill somebody, even the 10th person is not going to be chayv. Kulam p'turim, because it has to be a hakah that you kill the entire nefesh. And here you only the makah b'patish; it was the final blow, but it wasn't kol nefesh. And as a result, you're going to be potter. This is the rabbanu l'shitasayu that hold that lemino lemalik v'ris Hashem yishiyach l'ashmi kol tiloisav must be seen ayodif. So this machloikis, this nameless machloikis, Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanon, Chadam or Chadam, Abinigeyu what? Sinai Adif or Oikir Harim Adif? Reuven Margolis, the ultimate Sinai, he was Machria. And he said that it must be the Rabbanon who holds Sinai Adif, must be Rav Shimon Gamliel that holds Oikir Harim Adif. And the emes is, you hear a shtickle like this, you appreciate the maskon of the Gemara of Sinai Adif. Hakol Tzrichin L'mari Chitaya. And on that note, Hadron Allah, Koy Mashiach, Slikula Mesachis, Kahirius, the Slikula, Seydin Ezekim, Beis Hashem, we're going to make a proper scene in Eretz HaKodesh in the not too distant future coming up. But for now, on to Seder Kachim, on to Zvachim Dav Beis, the Ezra Hashem Yisbarach tomorrow.